I'm going to start. We already did the last couple lines, but let's just go back and read the last couple lines on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel on the base, just to get back into the flow. So Itmar, two lines from the bottom. Itmar Kosel Sheben Shtei Chatzeroyes. If you had a wall that was originally placed between two Chatzeroyes, and each one of the Chatzeroyes went ahead and made their own Eriv, Shnachol Bayon, in the middle of Shabbos, the wall fell down. So now the question is, now that they're open, each exposed to another courtyard that they did not make an Eriv with, what's the halacha? Does that create a problem? So Rav Amar Eim Atalvim Bayala B'dal Aramis. Rav says you can only carry B'dal Aramis because Rav says two things. First of all, Rav does not hold of the idea of carrying from one chatzar to another chatzar, and because of the fact that each one had its own separate Eriv, so Rav only held that you can carry from one chatzar to another chatzar provided you didn't make your own Eriv. And here, you made your own Eriv, so now there's a chashash that the kelim from the house are now found in the chatzar, so that's a problem. And second of all, Rav does not hold of the opinion that kivin shehutra hutra, that once became mutter for the beginning of Shabbos, we let it continue that way throughout the rest of Shabbos. That's Rav Shita. So he says you're limited to Dalad Amish, just like a regular Carmelist. Shmuel Omar, so the beginning of Tzadadal Amral says that Shmuel holds that each one can carry to the wall. Of course they cannot carry, again, this is really only relevant with respect to the kelim that started in your house. You cannot carry them from one courtyard into another, from the original courtyard that was attached to the house to the next courtyard. But Shmuel is not concerned about the fact that there's an opening here because he holds that even in a case where there's an Eriv, a private Eriv between the courtyard and the house, we're not choshesh that you're going to end up carrying those kelim out into the other chotzer, so Shmuel Shita is going to be completely mutter. Okay, now Rav, the Gemara says an interesting story. Rav never actually said this halacha outright in Shir. We figure it out from a story. Rav Shmuel have a yasei v'ahi chotzer. They were sitting together in a courtyard, and Nafal Guda the Beni, and the fence around the courtyard fell down between that courtyard and the neighboring courtyard in the middle of Shabbos. So Amalu Shmuel, so Shmuel says Shakulu Glima Negidu Ba. So he says, take a shirt and hang it up right in the opening space. So Shmuel just said, hang up a curtain over there. Adrinu Rav Lape, and Rav turned around. So what's going on over here? So because he didn't want to see what was going on. So Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel said to him, "Ekapet Abba." Shmuel calls Rab Abba in a number of places. That's what he says. He says, "If you're machbid, in other words, you think that this is not a good, if this is not a good mechitza, shakuloi hemaine." That's the way it should be read. Hemaine the kitruba. So go ahead and take your belt and tie the shirt on. So it'll be a proper mechitza. So now, and that's the story. So the Gemara wants to know, Shmuel Lomali, according to Shmuel, according to his opinion that anyway it's mutter even without a curtain there at all, Lomali, what did he even need to hang up the curtain for in the first place? Ha, Lomali ha, what does he need this for? Ha, Amar Zemetat Aladika Mechitza, Zemetat Aladika Mechitza, according to what we just said, according to Shmuel, you're anyway allowed to carry up to where the wall used to be when the courtyard was completely mutter. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel Lomali, Litzni Yusuf Alma, Anachanami, for carrying reasons, it was perfectly mutter. He only did it so that he would have tznius, he would have privacy. That's why he wanted the fence there. The Rav, now let's try to figure out what Rav's opinion of here is. Isavar la isvirle the aser, if he holds that you're not allowed to carry here at all, lemele, let him tell Shmuel you're not allowed to carry here. When he answers aser to Shmuel, he was visiting Shmuel, and this was Shmuel's city, and Shmuel is the posik, and he's not going to argue with Shmuel in his own city. So ihachi my time adjun lape. So then, why did he turn around to show his displeasure? So that nobody should even have a havamir to think that he agrees with Shmuel, and the Gemara in the parentheses, he took back what he originally held. Now obviously that parentheses doesn't make sense because the whole point of the story is that Rav never said this, we only figured it out from the story. In any event, the point is that Rav didn't want anybody to think that he agreed with him, so he made a whole scene out of it. But he never really said that that's a problem, but we see the conclusion is that Rav held that you cannot carry, if the wall falls down in between, Rav held that you could not carry in that chatzar any longer. And that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Okay? But we pass him like Shmuel, so it's fine. So you could carry if the fence falls down in the middle of Shabbos. Zok the next Mishnah. Chatzar shenifres al Rishus HaRabim. Now, let's say you have a courtyard which is right alongside a Rishus HaRabim, and the fence fell down between the courtyard and the Rishus HaRabim. So the first sheet is Hamachnas Mitaychel Rishus Hayochel and Rishus Hayochel Mitaychel. Now carrying from that courtyard into your private house, Chayiv Yimamish Chayiv for carrying on Shabbos is as if you carried from a Rishus Harabim. Chayiv means Chayiv a carbon. You carried from a Rishus Harabim into the Rishus Hayochel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the courtyard. We'll see the explanation of the Gemara. The courtyard becomes like a Rishus Harabim. And the Chachamim say Mitaychel from this courtyard to Rishus Harabim, carrying into the Rishus Harabim. I'm Rishus Harabim Mitaychel. Carrying from the Rishus Rabim into this new opened courtyard, Potter, your Potter, Rashi says, Potter Avalasa, you're not allowed to do it, but it's still Potter, Mipnei Shehi Karmelis, because the whole courtyard, or we'll see whether it's the whole courtyard or part of the courtyard, becomes like a Karmelis, and therefore, even to go, it's certainly not a Rishus Rabim. So to carry from the Karmelis to your house is not Chayiv, you're going to be Potter, but it's going to be usher because it's a Karmelis. And Karmelis is not allowed to go either from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis or from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaRabim. Both of those, either one of those combinations are going to be usher. So that's the Machlokes. So Rabbi Elazar holds it's a Rishus HaRabim, and the Chachamim holds it's not a Rishus HaRabim. If anything, it's a Karmelis. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum the Nifrus of Rishus HaRabim, Havale Rishus HaRabim? Just because it opened up into the Rishus HaRabim, what made this into a Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara answers, in, yes, Rabbi Eliezer holds that. Rabbi Eliezer, Letaime. Rabbi Eliezer is following his logic. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. He learned in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim Shabiru Lehem Derech La'atzmon Ma Shabiru Biru. If a group of people, the Rabim, the Tzibur, picks a field, picks a path in a field, that path, whatever they chose, becomes the Rishus HaRabim, becomes the property of the Rishus HaRabim. So we see that an opening up to the Rabim becomes like a Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, Aini, is that so? I mean, how do you compare? Vamar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, that's because in that particular case there used to be a path through that field, and then the path got lost, and now the tzibur says, okay, we have to pick a path someplace, so they pick a path. But that's why it belongs to the Rishus HaRabim. But you can't turn a what was until now historically a Rishus HaYochanan and all of a sudden make it into a Rishus HaRabim. And if you want to say the case was, well, there used to be a path in this chotzer, and that's why when the fence opened up, now people can get back into the chotzer. Anyway, Rav Chanina says that if you really want to know the real pshat in our Mishnah here, there was the machlekes of the here is not about the courtyard itself. It's only talking about where the mechitza used to be, the place where the wall stood, but not the whole courtyard. So the Gemara says that's not a kasha because Ema al Moka Mechitza Machlekes. They argue about the other way around. Vamar Rav Chanina ad Moka Mechitza Machlekes. They argue about until the wall, meaning where the wall is, everybody agrees is a Rishus HaRabim. Where the wall used to stand, that's a Rishus HaRabim. That's not a question according to Rav Chanina. It's the inside of the courtyard itself. People never walk there. Meaning, the Gemara understands this, that the wall used to be, somebody built the wall a little bit too close to the Rishus HaRabim, so he took away the path for the Rishus HaRabim. So if you remove the wall, the people will get back their path. But it seems to indicate, the way the Mishnah is written, that you have the entire wall itself, the entire chatzar itself, that also is considered a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara says, "Ema al mokem mechitza machlekes." Because you're right, Rav Chanina didn't mean that the entire chatzar itself is a Rishus HaRabim. He meant, and Chanami, to be consistent with what we were trying to say over here, is that the machlekes between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim was only about where the wall used to stand, and that's the question about whether or not when you remove the wall and the people can now walk back where they used to be able to walk, whether or not that turns back into Rishus HaRabim. That's one teretz in the Gemara. So they're only arguing about that actual, you know, the 4x4 space where the wall used to stand. Rebbe Yisem, another answer is B'tzid Rishus HaRabim Kamifligi. They argue on a different concept about whether a side path, an area where it's not convenient but it's possible to reach from the Rishus HaRabim, whether or not that's considered Rishus HaRabim or not, and that's what they're arguing about. The Rebbe Elias is B'tzid Rishus HaRabim Kamishus HaRabim Damu. The sides of the Rishus HaRabim have the same halachic status as the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbanan Sav B'tzid Rishus HaRabim Lavka Rishus HaRabim Damu. They're not, and that's the machlokes whether or not it's considered a Karmelis or whether it's considered a Rishus HaRabim. He says, if that's what they're arguing about, the Lithuago would see the Rishus HaRabim Ba'alma. So then, let's just talk about it. See the Rishus HaRabim. Why do we have to have this whole complicated case that there was a courtyard and the wall fell down and it's see the Rishus HaRabim? Just say simple. What's the halacha by see the Rishus HaRabim? So my answer is, if we just pick the random case of see the Rishus HaRabim, Hava Aminun, we would say ki pligi Rabban Olay to Rabbi Elazar Hani Mili. We'd say that the Rabbana only argue with Rabbi Elazar in the particular circumstances. Hani Mili Hecha de Ika Chafufe. That's only talking about where there are what I'll call rubbers, meaning that they used to, a lot of times, the walls used to be right up against the Rishus Rabban, and if people and animals and cars are going up against the wall, it's gonna knock down the wall. So to prevent people from knocking down your wall, what they used to do was they used to put up like poles sticking out of the wall, so people had to stay, you know, keep their distance from the wall. They didn't want to get hurt from the poles. In any event, so that became an area where it's technically part of the Rishus HaRabim, but people are pushed off and don't use it as much. And that's why you would say, maybe that's where the Rabbana holds that it's only a Kamalis and not a Rishus HaRabim, because it's not used as much. Aval Hecha Deleka Chafufe, but maybe where there are no poles sticking out over there, Ema Moidele, maybe even the Rabbana, Amoide to Rabbi Lezer, that it's literally considered a Rishus HaRabim. Kamash Malan, that's why our Mishnah has to say that we're talking about this Chatzar case, to tell us that even without Chafufe, the wall fell down, there are no blockers in place, so even so, that's the Rabbana argument, say it's still a Rishus, it's still considered a Kamalis. So that's a very nice teretz, but the Gemara says that's all very nice, but it doesn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. V'hamitoicha ka'omar. But the Rabbanon say the words mitoicha, sorry, the Rabbi Lezer says mitoicha, meaning from within the chatzar. It's not talking about just where the wall used to be. It seems that we're talking about the entire courtyard becomes a Rishus Rabban. Gemara says no. Really, we are only talking about where the wall or the tzidah Rishus Rabim are. But so why do we talk about the word? Why do we use the word mitaycha, which sounds like the entire courtyard? The answer is because the Rabbanon used the word mitaycha, and they're talking about the full court, the full courtyard. The Gemara says Rabbanon. Rabbanon Amar Rabbi Elazar Tzidah Rishus Rabim Umahadulei Inhu Mitaycha. I mean, the Shakla B'Tari, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. If the cases that Rabbi Eliezer is discussing a halacha case of Tzidah Rishus Rabim, why then would the Rabbanon then go ahead and discuss what the din is of the Chatzar? We're talking about apples and oranges. Usually when you have a Machlokes and a Mishnah, they try to talk about the same case and discuss what their opinion is about that particular case. But here, there's no consistency over here. Why would Rabbi Eliezer say the word mitaycha? Because the Rabbanon said the word mitaycha, if the Rabbanon aren't even addressing Rabbi Eliezer's case. So the Gemara says, Hachigamri Rabbanon, the Rabbi Eliezer. This is what the Rabbanon were really responding to Rabbi Eliezer's halacha in general. So you want to talk about either the Tzidah Rishus HaRabim or where the wall was. So Miloy Kamoides Lon, Hechad Tilta Mitaycha the Rishus HaRabim. Don't you yourself, Rabbi Eliezer, agree that if you carried from this courtyard into the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim L'Teicha, or from the Rishus HaRabim into the court, the regular part of the courtyard, the Potter, you would agree, even you, Rabbi Eliezer, would agree that your Potter Mepnei Shu Karmelis, because the courtyard itself is a Karmelis, so Tzidei Nami L'Ishna. So I'll tell you, the Rabbanon say, that the side, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, should also be no different and also be considered part of a Karmelis. And that's why the Rabbanon holds the entire area as a Kamalis, not just where the wall is, because the courtyard is a Kamalis, so where the wall is also a Kamalis. Rabbi Eliezer, what's his response? Hasam lo kadarsi lo rabim, hachu kadarsi lo rabim. The difference is that the courtyard is inside an enclave, so it's people don't walk there, so I consider it a Kamalis. It's open, so I can't consider it a Rishus HaYochid anymore, but it's still at best it's a Kamalis. But we're the wall is, people literally are trampling over there, people are walking over there, so that already I have to consider an open area and people are literally walking there, it should be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. So we are the Maskanas of Gemara, according to this Teres of the Gemara, we're talking about only where the wall used to stand to see the Rishus HaRabim, and that's the Machlekes, whether Rabbi Eliezer holds it's considered a Rishus HaRabim, the Chacham will hold it as considered a Kamalis, just like the rest of the courtyard is considered a Kamalis. Okay. New halacha. Chatzah shenifritza l'rishus harabim. Until now we're talking about where one side of the wall fell down. What happens if you have a courtyard that opened up l'rishus harabim shtei ruchosei on both sides? So let's say according to Rashi's cases that we'll talk about east-west. The opening to the east and the opening to the west in front of, across from each other, both opened up. V'chein bayish shenifritza m'shtei ruchosei, at least in the Havamina of the Mishnah, we're talking about a house also that two sides opened up. V'chein mavish shenotel k'rosei, or you have a mavi, a passageway, which the kaira and the lechi, the crossbeam or the poles that used to make it motzer, fell down in the middle of Shabbos. The term by Shabbos, So the Mishnah says it becomes permissible to use it for the rest of that Shabbos. Well, Asur v'Asur Lava, but you can't use it the following Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, he says no. Imutan loisa Shabbos, if it's mutter for that Shabbos, mutan loisa Lava, so then it continues to be mutter. But if you're going to tell me that I can't use it the following Shabbos, Asur loisa Shabbos, then it's even Asur for this Shabbos. In other words, either it's a wall or it's not a wall. And if you're going to tell me there's no wall over here, then even for this Shabbos it's not going to be good. The Gemara is going to explain at the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to explain that that's what Rabbi Yossi was coming to say. That just like you'll agree that it's not going to work for the following Shabbos, you have to agree that it already doesn't work starting this Shabbos. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Mayaskin, but what is the case? I explained that the case was that the walls opened up on opposite sides of each other. But the Gemara is really going to take issue with that. The Gemara is going to say, the Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Elamer Be'eser. Now you also know that there's a difference how wide the opening is. If the opening over here was only 10 amos across, and it should be like an opening, like a doorway. So Mayishnami Ruach Achas, why would you say that if it only opened up on one side, the Amos Pischuhu, you would consider it a doorway, and it's, that doesn't make anything else. From even if it's open on two sides, I could say arguably that it's also a doorway. There's two doors. So the Gemara says, that'll be yes, my Amos. So you're going to tell me, okay, so we have to be talking about that the opening is more than 10 Amos across, and that's why it's not considered a doorway. If it's more than 10 Amos across, even one side would be a problem. It's an opening that doesn't have a wall. So Amar Rav La'olam Be'eser. Really, we are talking about that it's less than 10 Amos across, and that's why it is considered an opening. However, on the top of Amar Beis, it says, Gugoy Shenifritz V'Karen Zavis. The problem is, where did this break open? It didn't break open, as I said, on the east and the west side, but rather it broke open on the corner of the house. That both walls coming to, let's say, the northeast corner, don't extend all the way to the wall. The Pischa, the Karen Zavis, like the issue, as we've seen a number of times, people don't normally make a doorway on the corner. You make a doorway in the middle of the wall on this side and the middle of the wall on that side, but you wouldn't go ahead and make a door on the corner itself. So that's why this is not considered a door, and that's why we also have to be talking about that it's on two sides, because again, the issue is on one side, I consider it a door. Because it's open on two sides, that in and of itself is what makes it not a normal opening, and we can't consider it a Pesach, so we have to consider it open up to the Rishus HaRabim, and that's what creates the problem. And how wide this opening is, apparently the Machlekes Rishonim, about whether it's a 3 tefachim wide, so there's no lavud anymore, 4 tefachim because it's chashiv, maybe even 4 amos, whatever the opinion is of how wide the opening is, the bottom line is you have an opening that's at the door, at the corner is going of the courtyard, that's going to be a problem. Now the Gemara, remember, the Mishnah first started with the courtyard, then went on to the next case of talking about a house. So a house has a little bit, slightly different aspect to it. So the Mishnah then continued and said a house also that if it's open on two sides, it's also going to be a problem. You cannot carry in this house. Or Machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether or not you'd be allowed to carry the rest of the Shabbos in this house. So Mishnah Miruch Achas. So why is it that if the opening is on one side, Damriya Pitikar Yerid Besoysim, we would say the concept of Pitikar Yerid Besoysim, if you're familiar, is the idea that you say that the ceiling comes to an end, comes to a right corner, and we say that the wall, that the edge of the beam on the roof that continues downwards, we imagine as if it continued all the way downward and created a wall. That's what Pitikra, the edge of the ceiling, Yerid Vesoysim, extends down and closes off as if you have a real wall. So, now, why in a house, so when you're dealing with a house and you have a roof, the edge of the roof should come down, extend all the way down. So why is there a difference in Ruach Achas that we say Pitikra Yerid Vesoysim, Shtei Ruchos Nami Leima Pitikra Yerid Vesoysim, even if it's open on two sides, we should say that the ceiling extends all the way down to the floor and creates two walls. So why can't you carry in this house? So they've learned in the yeshiva of Rav, Mishmeda Rav, the name of Rav, Kugoyin, Shenifritz of the Karen Zavis. Again, we're talking about where the opening occurred on the corner, where it's not a typical opening, so it's not a Pesach, and also the Kiruyer Ba'alachsoy. And we're talking about that the beams on the roof or the ceiling are not flat the way we see them so that they create a right angle, but rather they're on an angle, like a roof that we are familiar with where it comes on a slope. Because we don't use the concept of pitikur yerid v'soysim when you're dealing with a slope, which is a general rule. Pitikur yerid v'soysim only if it creates a right angle. So, but over here it's on a slope, so you cannot use the concept of pitikur yerid v'soysim. So if it was on one wall, we would say, fine, you have a house with three walls and one opening, so an opening is not a problem. But over here, since, as we mentioned, it's on two sides, meaning that there are that it's on a corner and people don't make a door there, so it can't be defined as a door, and you can't use the roof because it's on a slope, so you have it's considered open. That's according to Rav. Shmuel says the case over here is the reason why the house cannot carry is because we're talking about where the opening is more than 10 amos across, and it's not considered an opening anymore, and so you can't carry in the house. So if so, it should be, even on one side should be a problem. Why do we have to say the case in our Mishnah is that the opening was on two sides? We're answering the Shambayas because now we're dealing with a house. And when you have a house, an opening on one side is never really a problem because it has three walls, and one opening is not going to be an issue. Courtyard would be slightly different because it doesn't have a ceiling. But this case, it has a ceiling, so we have to have two openings or two sides that are exposed in order to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Bayis gufa tikshet, but I'll ask you on a house also. Why with one opening is it not a problem? I mean, in particular, you have that the ceiling, that the roof helps to be considered to close off, to drop down. So what? Two openings also, I'll just say, because remember, Shmuel's not saying that the case was on a corner. Shmuel's just saying that Stamu was open on two sides. So two sides also, I'll say, P'tikri Yer. That's one question. The Sue, and I'll ask you further, the Shmuel P'tikri Yer. Besides, he doesn't even hold to the concept of P'tikri Yer, meaning even one opening should be a problem, according to Shmuel. Where do we see this? Itmar, because we learned earlier, you have this gazebo or a porch in the middle of a valley that's open, meaning it just has four poles with a slated roof on the top, a slant. There's a little bit of a closing on top. So Rav Omar Motel Talta Bakula, Rav says you can carry in completely in that area, as we'll see, because we hold particularly Besoysim from all four sides. And Shmuel says he cannot carry even on the gazebo more than Dalar Amis because it's open up to a Carmelis, and in it itself becomes a Carmelis. So we see Shmuel does not hold to the concept of P'tikur Yared V'soysim, so even one opening should be a problem. So the Gemara says, hold on, Kasha, this second question is not really so difficult to answer. He left the Dalid. When did Shmuel not hold the P'tikur Yared V'soysim? Your example to illustrate the point was the gazebo, was this completely open area on all four sides. So when something's open on four sides, yeah, that's already too much. Shmuel's not going to create walls out of nothing. Aval b'shloisha, but enachanami, where you have an opening, where it's opening only on three sides, islay. So then Shmuel would agree that when it's only open on three sides, or it's closed on three sides, whatever, however you explain the pshat in the Gemara, but the bottom line is on three sides, you could say, once you have three sides, you can say p'tikur der v'soysim. So, you call Mokum Kasha. So that answers the second question that Shmuel really could hold of P'tikriyari Vesosim. But if he does hold of it, now you're back to your original question, which is, why did Shmuel have to learn the Mishnah? Or why did the Mishnah have to give a case, according to Shmuel's opinion, that had two sides open? According to Shmuel, we should say even one side open should be a problem. Even two sides open, the other way around. Even two sides open, we should say P'tikriyari Vesosim. So the Gemara answers, Kedamri Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav. So we have to say that even according to Shmuel's case, you'll have to explain that the case of the Kazan Shenifritz of the Karen Zavis, that again, the opening, the two sides means that it opened on a corner. The Kiru Ba'alachsoin, and the roof is on a slant as opposed to flat, where it creates a right angle. So therefore, Hachanami, so Shmuel also, just like Rav answered how to make a holo kimta in the Mishnah in order to make it a problem, that the Pesach was not a doorway, but rather was an opening. Hachanami, so Shmuel also will have to explain Kagan Shenifritz of the Karen Zavis. He will also say Pshat is that it opened on the corner, so it's not just a doorway anymore because the corner is not a normal place. The Kiruya Ba'arba. So Shmuel comes up with a whole new case. That the problem is that the ceiling doesn't exactly how to say the case, Rashi has two versions, but simply put, the ceiling does not extend all the way to the walls. So therefore, if you look at the diagram of Rashi, you see that it has it goes down Dalad Tfachim, then it goes across, then it goes down again, then across, right? So the ceiling itself cannot be counted as, remember, we wanted to make a distinction between a house and a chotzer because a house has a ceiling, and why don't you say P'tikur Yer V'soysim? The answer is because the ceiling doesn't extend all the way to the walls, and if it doesn't extend all the way to the walls, then again, you're left with a problem that you don't, it's like a chotzer, and a chotzer when it's open on two sides, especially when it's on a Karen Zavis, as the top of the Amud said, when you're dealing with a courtyard without a ceiling, when it's open on a Karen Zavis, for sure you don't have P'tikur Yer V'soysim. You need Karen Zavis because we're talking about a case that the opening is arguably only 10 tefachim across, 10 amas across. So it could otherwise be considered an opening, a doorway. It can be considered a doorway. So by putting it in the corner as opposed to putting it in the middle of the wall makes it, it's not a normal doorway. And to seal up the hole, the gap, I'll call it, to seal up the gap using the ceiling, so Rav said you can't use the ceiling because the ceiling is slanted instead of flat. Shmuel saying you can't use the ceiling because the ceiling doesn't actually reach all the way to the end of the house. So that's one pshat. The other pshat you can learn in Rashi is if you notice that because it goes down, it goes dalad amis in, dalad tefachim in, then dalad tefachim across, and dalad amis, then dalad tefachim down, then another dalad. So remember, Rav's whole shita was we even agreed earlier in the Gemara that he doesn't hold a pitikur yad v'soysim when you have four openings. So if you look at the diagram, you see that it goes down across. That's four. So even if you want to use the ceiling and say pitikur yad v'soysim on the ceiling wherever it ends, the problem is you have four endings. Because of the way, because of the angles that it creates, you'd have to create four p-tikras. And Shmuel doesn't hold four p-tikras, three at best, but certainly not four. So either way, because Shmuel learns the case of our Gemara is that the case of our Gemara is that it's the ceiling is extended from the wall, so you don't have a ceiling to use to close up the gap. Now. Shmuel lo yomer k'rav. So you have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel what the akimta is. Again, Rav learns that it's a slope. Shmuel learns that the ceiling is too far away from the wall, from the end. So Shmuel lo yomer k'rav alach lo yomer k'tani. He doesn't want to learn like Rav's case because it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that we're dealing with a roof that's on a slope. And in those days, that wasn't normal to put a roof on a slope. That was an unusual case. So the Mishnah should theoretically point that out because that's the whole basis, according to Rav, of explaining the Mishnah. Fine. Rav lo yomer k'Shmuel. Now, why doesn't Rav learn like Shmuel that the ceiling stops too early? Same case, havalei achsadra, because according to Rav, that exactly is a problem. That's a case of achsadra. That's a case of a gazebo. We have an opening where a wall without a ceiling. That's the same case as an achsadra, and Rav says, I don't need a Mishnah to teach us that. I know that halach from other places. Rav lo taimei, damar achsadra. And besides that, Rav lo taimei, Rav holds, even if it is opening, remember, according to the second explanation, we said that you'd have to do four pitikras. According to Rav, that's not a problem. I would close it up. I would close up that wall, that ceiling, in order to make it a fourth wall. Why did Itmar? This is now, we quote the actual Brisa. Achsadra, Vika, if you have this gazebo in the middle of a valley that's open on all four sides, Rav, you're allowed to carry the whole area because we say the sides are closed. You can only carry in Arba Amis, and now the Gemara explains it. Rav Amar Mutar L'Tata B'Kulay. You could carry in the whole porch, because Aminim P'Tikra Yerid V'Soysim, because we say the edge of the ceiling creates a wall that goes down and closes off as if there's a wall there. Shmuel Amar Eimat Talzim L'Bay Ela B'Arba Amos. Shmuel says no, you can only carry Arba Amis by Aminim P'Tikra Yerid V'Soysim. So therefore, according to Shmuel, that's a problem. And that's also by the house. The problem is if the ceiling doesn't extend all the way to the walls, you can't say Pitikri Yari Besaisa. Alright, we'll just finish off with this last piece. The Esser, there's two versions over here. The Esser Kulei Amaloi Pligi, when the opening is 10 amos or less, there's no argument because we just say it's like a doorway. Ki Pligi, so when did Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi argue? In other words, when is there a problem if the wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos, keep pligi b'yosemaser if the opening is more than 10 amos across. That's one version. The ikadamri, another version is b'yosemaser kulei amaloi pligi when it's more than 10, nobody argues. In other words, excuse me, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. When do they argue? So the first pshat is they argue when it's 10. There's no argument. You can say it's just a doorway, but when it's more than 10, that's the question of whether we say pitikur yared v'soysim to seal up a gap that's more than 10 amos across because it's too big. And Rav says, no, don't worry about how big it is. If you say pitikur yared v'soysim, it'll close up the gap. That's one version of the Gemara. The Ikadamri, another version is b'yeser kulei amaloi pligi. If it's more than 10, there's no argument. Even Rav would agree that the gap is too big. Ki pligi b'yeser, they argue about when the opening is 10, that's where Rav says, hey, it's an opening, but you can say Pitikri Yerid V'Soysim even on two sides or even on a corner and so on and so forth. That's where Rav says his halacha. But and Shmuel says no, you can't. You don't say Pitik or Yeri V'Soysim because of the circumstances over here. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll pick up on this point, Emirat Hashem, next week.